You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
The NFL draft is finally here. Man, the stars are in Kansas City. And I've been driving around the town this week specifically. I've been doing a little more driving just so I can get the vibe of the city. And yesterday, man, everybody was in a great mood. Everybody just seems to, not everybody, but most people seem to have a smile on their face and looking forward to really having a good time these next 3 days as the draft will kick off at Liberty Memorial. That's where the draftees will come and make their presence felt. And then also there will be concert performances. Well, on this station that y'all particularly like, Fall Out Boy, Motley Crue, and Thundercat as part of the draft experience. And of course, you got to register for all that on the NFL Draft Access website. I'm telling you, man, if you plan on or if you don't plan on going to the draft, you might want to change your mind a little bit. It's really something for everybody down there. Even if you're not all the way into football, the draft like that, there are plenty of parties going on. There are plenty of pop-up barbecue spots, plenty of pop-up taco spots. I mean, it is just a plethora of things to do. So, man, I really highly encourage everybody. I wish I could impart to everybody to change their mind if you ain't thinking about going to the draft and experience just a little something. If you just go down there for an hour or so and just to see how vibrant Kansas City is right now. The city really, it looks so good. And I'm not sure when we're going to see it like this again. Just make sure that you take advantage of this, man. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It really is. I can't wait to see Kansas City being showcased tonight all over the world.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Could be some rain later on. Brief rain, that is. We at the sunrise right now, and it's 53.
When you fumble somebody like me along, you got to get these jokes.
I mean, you fumbled Mariah.
Did I? Or is that just a...
Those are fighting words.
Dang, Courtney.
I'll play it. I don't know.
I just know you're not with her, so it's a fumble.
So she goes,
I'm playing.
Well, these podcasters is feeling awfully comfortable coming at Nick Cannon, don't they? But if you're Nick Cannon, don't you think that if you can rewind the times, you can kind of see yourself working that out now? Especially with that Christmas check you get every year.
Won't you please bring my baby to me?
Speaking of bags, Bow Wow speaks on coming into the industry at an early age and being thankful for something very specific.
You don't really see it. You just really doing all the working and you getting, you know, all the gifts and the treats from being famous. But as far as like being able to touch the bag, you don't touch. So I can go back to your question when you said, what's the gift and the curse? Yeah. That would probably be the only thing is that for the first 5 years of my career, I couldn't touch none of my money. If I would have came in the game at 19 or 18, I probably would have tapped out the game because I would have been like, this is crazy that I'm seeing this type of paper and I get to touch it as soon as I hit. So I was kind of thankful for that.
When Bow Wow was here about a month ago during the Rewind Tour, shout out to my dog Els, we got one by the way. His level of showmanship and maturity was above everybody else's, and that's no shade to anybody, but Bow Wow has been at this for over 30 years now. Do y'all remember Bow Wow on Doggy Style?
Hey, you in the back with those French braids. What's your name?
My name is Snoop.
All right, Snoop. What you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a hustler. You better ask somebody.
Lorenz Tate speaks on the state of black actors in Hollywood.
Collective. So, you know, there's brothers who are doing it, whether they're doing it here in America, whether they're doing it, you know, over from the UK or even from the mother continent, Africa. Yeah. I'm cool with whatever it's going to be. But I feel like Hollywood believes there's more value in British black actors than they do black actors. And I think part of it goes into that, oh, they have an audience over there.
If they really think that way, they tripping. because there's plenty of hidden gems and fantastic black acting on Tubi.
Shut up, Brian.
And some sad news for my Red Table Talk fans. It's been canceled, along with the rest of Facebook Watch's original programming. According to TV Line, the show's production company, Westbrook Studios, founded by Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, is reportedly looking for a new distributor for the series.
Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You get what you pay for. You get what you work for. If you're not willing or able to invest in it, you'll eventually find yourself disappointed by it. What you can give your work, your attention, your care, time, and resources to you can have some reasonable hope of being able to depend upon. A free ride is not a good ride. A free lunch is not really a thing. That's actually great news, because the necessity of earning your way is among life's best opportunities. By very definition, to experience a meaningful life, you must fill your life with meaning. What demands the best of you is what engenders the best within you. In this place, using whatever constitutes this moment, with your energy, intention, and love, make value and join in as life benefits from the fruits of your efforts. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Woo! Max Sauce holding our KC kids down. Welcome to the Morning Grind. Look your best, do your best, all my KC kids. Go out and conquer the world. You got what it takes. Congratulations, though, to Miss Stephanie Ritney, our 2023 Lee Summit School District Teacher of the Year. Miss Ritney is a sixth grade science teacher at East Trails. We are so excited for you to represent at the state level. R7 proud. Keep it locked, man. We got more draft coverage coming up next hour on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
On this day in 2017, 6 years ago, Chiefs Kingdom changed forever.
With the 10th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes, the second quarterback.
It is Patrick Mahomes the second, not Deshaun Watson. That was the apple of the Reed Dorsey eye in Kansas City. That's the quarterback of the future that they're putting the eggs in the Mahomes basket.
Yes, sir.
In the heartland for the Chiefs. The Honda War Room cam shows handshakes and celebration breaking out there in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, yeah. The day we drafted Patrick Mahomes, April 27, 2017, it's going to be one of those days where you always remember where you were, at least for me. I was with my dog, J-Rock. We was at my house, just me and my dog. We watching. I said, dog, J-Rock, dog, we finna get Patrick. We not getting Deshaun Watson. We're gonna get Patrick Mahomes. And lo and behold, Chiefs Kingdom would never, ever, 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 ever be the same.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Our city looks so beautiful, and it's in part due to the 2023 NFL Draft that's here. And it's a dream come true for each and every one of these guys who are getting drafted. It's bigger than just the atmosphere of Kansas City and the show that will go on. And one of the dreamers who will get drafted is from Kansas City. Ikenna Inechukwu, 2018 Ruskin graduate, will be at the NFL Draft. And fam, I know this has been a lifelong work for you. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling amazing. Like you said, it's a lifelong work, lifetime dream. I mean, this is just an amazing opportunity. And the fact that it's happening like in my hometown is what's even better about it.
What coach at Ruskin really pushed you into the next dimension to take your game to a next level?
Really, it's all of them. I remember like all of them had a big role in it. The head coach, Coach Perkins, my D-line coach, Coach Walker, Coach Colling, Coach Hollins, Coach Stye, all of them were like just really like beneficial, like in different ways to help me get to college, help me get scholarships, help me stay motivated and having the right tools. You know, at Ruskin, you know, we don't have a lot, but it takes a lot of like grit and determination to make things work, get things out the mud.
Now, I know I'm a bit older than you, but we got something in common, fam. We had the same high school football coach. Coach Perkins coached me at Northeast High School. I think that was his first year coaching.
Really?
Yeah, in 2002. I love Coach Perkins.
That's awesome. He's a great guy, yeah.
What was it like playing for him?
Oh, it was amazing. Like, man, he really cares about us. Like, he was like, he showed up like, he's like the first coach to like really like be there for more than 1 year. And it was like, meant a lot that he's like, you know, trying to like see us like get to the next level and not just like one that like other coaches have been. So like he definitely brought a change to Ruskin and helped like change my life for sure.
When you graduated from Ruskin and you decided to go to Rice and become a defensive end, what was your thoughts in making that decision?
So I was really committed to Air Force, but like they convinced me out of that. And then Rice came in off me at like the very last minute, like a week before signing day. I took a visit. I thought it was like the perfect thing I was looking for. I had like strong academics and a big-time Division I program, and it was like just what I needed to like strength, be on the right platform for my future.
Was there a point at Rice to where you wanted to give up, or you were feeling very low, like man, I'm this NFL thing, it may not happen, it may happen, I don't know. During those times of doubt, what did you do to pull yourself up?
Yeah, I can't lie. Those times did come. Like, you know, like college was a whole different beast. Like, I wasn't I don't think I got to as good as I could have been, like, as soon as I thought I would be. So there's times I was like, I was not sure. I was like, I thought I reached my limit. I thought, like, I couldn't go any further. But I just, like, told myself, like, you have to believe in yourself. Like, you got to be your own number one fan. And you have to, like, just keep on working. You have to keep on trusting the process. Like, even if you're going, like, things, like, aren't, you're not getting results. Like, you're working hard, but, like, you're not even going forward. You might be going backwards. You have to trust the process, like work smart and work hard. If you stay consistent, it'll pay off. I just kept on telling myself that.
This might be bigger than a dream come true for you. To get drafted in your own town, in your own city where you went to high school and you did so many things, what feeling is going to overcome with you and your family if you're announced as a draft pick coming up this weekend?
We'll just be grateful for all of the opportunity. Like, even like getting a Division I scholarship, like the free college, that was amazing. Like, now to like get drafted, it's like thank God, you know. It's like definitely gonna be a lot of tears. Like, just gonna be super emotional moments of making this happen.
If somebody that's coming from out of town to Kansas City for the draft this weekend, and I'm pretty sure we got some folks listening that's new, I need you to recommend them 3 barbecue spots that they have to go to for each day of the draft.
Oh, for sure. So first things first, you want to go to Gates Barbecue. That's my personal favorite.
Hey.
That's what I'm going with. Black-owned restaurant. It's like go to one on State Line, the one downtown. Like, they'll get you right. Second, I'll tell you, go 239, get some burnt ends up there, and then go ahead and go to, if you're trying to go for something fancy, go to Jack Stack Barbecue.
Yeah,
they'll get you right. Like a little dine-in, get some their cornbread as appetizer. The what's it called? They have one good dessert. I forgot what it was. They have good dessert there.
Oh,
those
yeah,
are my 3.
That carrot cake, boy, it'll put you in a coma.
Yeah,
quick.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Man, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. I just want to say, before I let you go, our Kansas City Chiefs need a defensive end, dog, you know. So here's to the Chiefs drafting you. But regardless of what team you go to, except for the Raiders and Broncos, just don't go to them. Just purposely don't sign with them if you go to them, dog. But now I'm being facetious, man. A dream come true for you coming up this weekend to get drafted. No matter what team you go to, you always going to get support from your town in Kansas City, man. Thank you for joining me on the show this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Akina Enichiwu, who I just talked to, the graduate from Ruskin, who could possibly be walking that stage and get drafted in his own town tonight. I'm going to draft my 7 favorite barbecue spots, because he just got through talking about his favorite barbecue spots. So in draft style, and I wish I had somebody to do this with, but it's all good, though. We're going to do it. I'm going to do it solo for Dolo. My number one draft pick for barbecue spots in Kansas City, if you know me, you know this is easy. LC's, you know what's good. The best in the town, hands down. My number two draft pick for barbecue in Kansas City, the illustrious Gates Barbecue. You can't go wrong with Gates. Everything they do is good. High man help you. Number three draft pick for my barbecue spot is Jack Stack, dog. There's nothing nasty in there. Like, you can literally go in there, drop your rib on the floor, and pick it up and eat it, and it'll still be good. Love Jack Stack. My number four draft pick for my barbecue spots. Where my sound? There we go. Char Bar. Have y'all not been to Char Bar in Westport? Fam, delectable burn-ins. Delicious. Number five. My number five pick, Joe's KC, perhaps some of the best French fries in the town. For real, go there. The Z-Man sandwich too? Excellent. My number six draft pick, we only doing 7, by the way. It's 7 rounds. Number six, we're going to KCK and get us some slaps. And my final pick for my barbecue spot, Q39. I love the folks over there at Q39. Delicious. But you hit any barbecue spot in KC, you're going to get pleasantly surprised.
Now it's time for the Sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. We have a brief overcast situation this afternoon. Currently, you're cloudy at 53 in KCK. According to CBS News, Fugees rapper Praz was found guilty on 10 criminal counts. The Grammy-winning artist was accused of attempting to help the Chinese government gain access to influence in the United States government? Wow. So he got paid $20 million just to get a picture with Barack Obama. Then Praz funneled the money, given to him, even making multiple donations to Barack Obama's 2012 re-election campaign. He was essentially using the money given to him to grab power for the Chinese government and also rid of any investigation attempts into the person who gave him this money. This is wild. He is in some big trouble. They are going to throw the book at Praz.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
During a discussion at the Time 100 Summit, Kim Kardashian shared that she would consider life without the cameras to pursue a career as a full-time attorney.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot that's always on TV and a lot that's always out there, but I think my friends and my family know we really cherish a lot of our private times, and I would be just as happy being an attorney full-time and doing that. The journey just really opened up my eyes to so much that it gets overwhelming because there's so much to be done. And I just, you know, I brought my sister Chloe to a prison for the first time last week, and that was really eye-opening for her. I would totally spend more time doing that. Cameras, no cameras.
We good, Kim K. We gonna stick with Stacey Shaw because she actually knows the law. And y'all remember on OJ's team, who was the worst lawyer? I'ma leave that up for y'all to debate.
You ain't never lied.
Swiss Beatz speaks on a possible Nicki Minaj and Lil Kim versus.
I think that is that both the past or is it
I can't say. I can't say it yet. I can't say it.
So it's still a possibility.
Yeah. I can't say it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just know that if you're gonna wait this long for verses, if we're gonna have you wait this long, it's gonna definitely be
worth it.
Worth the time.
Right.
Like, if anything people know about me is, like, if I'm being quiet, like, things are happening. Mm-hmm. Right? And so I just felt that, once again, that it was important for us to take a break and actually organize what we have and actually understand what we have.
I understand that some folks is here for this, but me, they should have did this 10 years ago. Of course, Versus was not in existence. We didn't even think about that. But my point is that this beef is old and it's tired. I feel like people drug this through the mud. And I don't know, dog. What would be the point? It ain't gonna do nothing but cause generational wars. And Bad Baby is speaking out on her former situation with Chief Keef.
So I have Chief Keef's birthday, his last name, his nickname, and his, like, I have CK on my ankles, then I have his last name right here, and then I had, well, actually, I just covered his birthday.
Okay.
Up here, and then I have So on my ear, and then I have Keef on my wrist.
Oh, damn. Why'd you cover his birthday?
Because I'm sick of it.
Okay, but you're keeping the other one.
No, I'm getting them removed.
Okay.
I am just, like, tired of being delusional.
See, the rule with getting people tatted on you is that you gotta wait till you're married first. And even then, it ain't even safe. But look at you now. You got randoms tatted on you. Now you sounding like Fabo, regretting your tattoo.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's time to wish those steady, indulgent, artistic, and practical tourists some happy birthday.
You ain't lying, bro.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Lizzo turns 35 today. Artist K Kemp turns 33. Happy heavenly birthday to Coretta Scott King. Today would have been her 96th birthday. And happy 51st birthday to TV actor David Lasher. Let's take it to the crib and wish some of our family in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Janine Hunter, Sheila Jackson, and Letitia Jones, happy birthday. Sending birthday love to Ash Nicole, Kiara Moniece, and Myron Love. Plus happy birthday, Serena Maben, and everybody else born on April 27th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Keisha.
What's up, Keisha? How you feeling today?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good. It's draft day. I'm going to be out here trying to Uber, but I'm trying to get these tickets. What's up, Ryan?
What that Uber costing real quick? Give us a little...
You know, I'll be honest with you. It kind of just varies depending upon, like, when it's surging.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that tonight it's probably going to be insane because there's not enough Uber drivers. And right. The way they have, like, downtown blocked off.
Yikes.
You can't park down there. So I'm out here for this money. I'm out here for this money all weekend. Come hit me up, y'all.
Well, possibly you be taking the Uber to go see Janet Jackson. You ready to finish these lyrics?
I'm ready. I'm going to do my best. This is my morning voice. Don't crack. Don't laugh at me, Brian.
I ain't going to hold that promise. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Baby,
come on.
Nothing else seems to matter.
Hey.
It's when I think of you. Baby,
come on.
All I think about is the birth.
Hey! 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 That's your damn. You're going to see Janet Jackson live at the T-Mobile Center.
I've been trying to call y'all all week, like in the car, to the phone, on the radio. You have no idea, man.
Your persistence has paid off. May 2nd at the T-Mobile Center. Special guest Ludacris, he going to be in the building too. Plus, you qualified yourself to get $1,000. This is free cash tomorrow about 4 o'clock.
I need it all.
Tell Kansas City, what's your favorite station in the town for hip-hop and R&B?
Hot 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
Your first choice to qualify to win $1,000 in spring cash starts. With Hot 103 Jam.
What a money reside.
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.